Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It's Tuesday night, 7:30, so it's time for the Kenny and Rob Injury Compensation Podcast. Again, weekly, my right-hand man, Robert Frost, and I, both members of, we both work at Columbus, Ohio Post Office. We get together and we try to keep you updated on interesting facts as they lend themselves to injury compensation. Tonight, we have a special guest with us tonight. I'm sorry I laughed because I was talking to him earlier and I accidentally called him a running back. And I thought he was going to hit me. Then he corrected me real quick. But let me do the intro. You got my man Antonio Smith from the Ohio State University. Again, listen, this is one of those opportunities where, you know, college superstar comes back to the area for which he's from and played ball, and now he's giving back to the community. Brother Antonio Smith is giving back via assisting injured employees in federal injury compensation. So if I didn't mess his title up too much already, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over to Brother Smith and let him tell you a little bit about what it is that he does. Hey, good evening, Brother Smith.
Good evening, man. I appreciate that introduction. That's right, man. You got it right. The Ohio State University, man. You got to have that in there. But I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on the call, on the podcast here, man, and certainly looking forward to sharing some good information. Hodge Show, Mr. Kenny Hodge and Robert Frost, man, are certainly the best to do it here in the Columbus, Ohio area, man. So excited to be on with you guys this evening.
So tell me, Brother Smith, what was the name of your company, and tell me what it is that you do for injured federal employees?
Absolutely. So our company is Elite Medical, and stationed here in Columbus. One of our offices is here in Columbus, but we're a regional outfit. So we have offices in Atlanta area, New Orleans, Memphis, the D.C., Maryland area as well. So we're certainly growing and expanding in this region, man, and part of the country. And it's simple, man. I mean, what we've come to know over the last number of years is that there was a lack of formal education, in our minds at least, or things just not necessarily getting communicated properly when federal employees get injured. And, you know, obviously you guys, yourself and Robert, working at the Postal Service, we often deal with folks, you know, coming from that line of work, whether they're mail handlers or letter carriers. I mean, you guys are always getting hurt, right? And one of the unique things when you think about it is, you know, every city, I don't care if you're a big city, small city, you know, just a town or whatever, you've got mail. You've got mail coming, right? And so there's always issues in obviously dealing with Fed Comp. It doesn't matter if you're in Ohio or Texas or California, it's all the same, man. And so we saw somewhat of a void, man, and wanted to kind of fill that void. Number one, educate the federal employees of their rights. You know, make sure that they understand their rights and you know, what's afforded to them as a federal employee when you get injured on a job. You know, my hat goes off to you guys that, you know, you work day in and day out, and, you know, when things arise and you get injured, the first notion is, hey, man, just, you know, keep working. It's just a little bump. It's just a little bruise. It's just a little sore. I'll work through it. I'll take some ibuprofen, man. I'll ice it down a little bit, get some rest, and get back at it the next day, man. And before you know it, you're dealing with a bigger injury because it hadn't, you know, properly been treated, or you hadn't got the medical attention that you deserve. And like I said in the beginning, oftentimes that comes just from a lack of information, whether that's yourself not necessarily being as knowledgeable, you know, because I understand typically when you get hired on, it's a lot of training in a short amount of time, right? And so sometimes some of the training that goes along with injuries, you know, kind of just it gets crammed at you really quickly. And, of course, if you're like most people, you're thinking, hey, that's not me. That won't happen to me, right, until it actually happens. And so oftentimes there's just a lack of information from the actual employee. And then sometimes we find it's a lack of knowledge and, again, just not necessarily understanding the proper way to communicate it or disseminate it down the chain from leadership, whether that be, you know, management or supervisors or sometimes even union leadership. They have a lot on their plate. They're dealing with a lot. They're wearing many hats. And you can understand that sometimes the proper protocol and procedures and processes as it relates to injury, you know, it just sometimes gets out of way and it gets out of hand. So our goal, man, is to, number one, educate the federal employees, the folks that we work with, the unions that we work with, make sure that they understand and are aware and abreast of their rights. And then obviously, number two, start to, you know, help these employees, federal employees, as best we can. And the cool thing about our group, we take you from beginning to end. And what I mean when I say that is we handle your paperwork, so your filing of a workers' compensation claim. So number one, we educate you, you know, hey, you know, tell you the difference between a CA-1 and a CA-2. And I'm sure you guys have covered that many times on this call here, so we don't have to get into the weeds of it, but we certainly can. So we educate you, and then we help you file that. We kind of walk you through that process of what that looks like. Hey, sometimes, man, those applications or documentations, I should say, or filings can be very cumbersome. Sometimes the questions can be a little tricky. And again, if you're not familiar with some of the questions that are being asked, you know, you can easily misstep on the filings, right? And of course, you know, sending that to the Department of Labor, they want to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And if that isn't the case, then, you know, typically you're gonna find yourself in a denied situation or a delayed situation in regards to your claim. So we try to, you know, speed that process up and make it as most efficiently as we can by educating you, helping you file the paperwork, right? And once we help you file that paperwork, then most importantly, we start to get you connected and provide you the medical resources and attention that you need. And typically you don't find that all in kind of a one-stop shop, if you will. You know, you have a lot of legal teams and firms out there that will help you with the paperwork side of it or the legal side of it. But then it's up to you to find a doctor, right? And most folks, you know, primarily go to their, you know, family physician or their primary doctor. And what you'll find is most of those doctors do not handle any federal workers' compensation matters, right? Again, it's too cumbersome for that office. They don't necessarily know how to process it and get paid, most importantly, and so they just don't deal with it. And so you'll be hard-pressed. We're here in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio. In Ohio in general, you'll be hard-pressed to find a good doctor that deals with federal workers' compensation injuries. And so, so number one, we educate you. Number two, we help you with the actual filings. Then we get you connected with the medical doctor because that's such an important step. And then, you know, we're able to provide the actual treatment or therapy that may be issued by the doctor, right? So we're kind of all in-house, one-stop shop, if you will. And then lastly, we provide claims management services. So, you know, while you're waiting on your claim to be accepted and approved or waiting to hear back from the Department of Labor, you know, you're getting the medical attention that you need. We help you through that process. You have a dedicated claims manager on our side that you can call at any time to bounce questions off. They'll help you with any additional filings or paperwork, any lost wages or your duty status report, whatever you may need, any additional documentation, you have a dedicated person with us. And so, you know, we offer from beginning to end, and here's the kicker, man. Here is the kicker. It's absolutely at no cost to the federal employee, at no cost. Most people that blows their minds. Of course, some skepticism will certainly arise, and people want to know, well, how do you do it? How can you provide such a great service at no cost? And it's simple, and we like to be very transparent, obviously, and we say it's at no cost because it's not free. Someone is paying for it, and in this case, it's the Department of Labor. But we want to provide you with those things at no cost to the federal employee to take that burden off of you. And the Department of Labor, once we go through and if we're successful in helping you get your claim open and accepted, well, then the Department of Labor and OWCP will, you know, work to make those reimbursements happen, and it's all well and good. So that's how we do that. And, you know, we feel really good about the service that we're providing. We've helped a ton of people, some people in some really bad spots and situations, not knowing where to turn, not knowing where to get help. Again, you know, you'll run to a law firm, legal firm, and they can only take you so far. And then typically they want some money, right? You got to pay them a percentage, or you got to pay them up front. You know, you're running to your own doctor or your therapy or your chiropractor, and you're coming out of pocket to pay for therapy to get better. And here we are handling all those things at no cost to the federal employee, man. So we're excited about what we're doing. Looking forward to continuing to grow. And again, help the folks that absolutely need it most.
Hey, well, I'm excited to have you here as well, man. And hey, Rob, you're breathing into the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that why it keeps going muted? Unmuted.
Yeah, I was trying to mute you, but here we go. All right, here we go.
I'm sorry. This,
all right.
This
That's
phone
all right,
is usually
man.
Not that sensitive.
I know. Yeah, it was. But again, hey, Brother Antonio, and you know why he was breathing like that, Antonio? Because, see, that's my right hand, and I introduced the guest before I had my man say a word or two. So how you doing tonight, Brother Frost?
I'm doing pretty well. That's not why I was breathing like that, man.
Oh, I know that, Rob. Trust me, man.
I know.
All right. Hey, but listen, if you're in the Columbus area, again, Brother Smith says they have doctors, they have Fed Comp doctors. Now, again, that is usually one of the more difficult processes once you have a claim and you're looking to get a doctor to help you out. Not a lot of doctors want to deal with injury compensation, Fed Comp. So the fact that there is a doctor in town, I think we want to look into this a lot deeper.
And yeah,
so also, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. I wanted to interject that most people, when you go to the emergency room for your injury, that emergency room is going to recommend a doctor that they work with. You do not have to accept that doctor, and that's where Elite comes in. They can recommend doctors probably closer to you, or may even be better doctors. You do not have to accept that particular doctor that is assigned to you by the emergency room.
Yeah. Great point. Yeah, you absolutely have the right to choose whatever doctor that you want. So great point there, Mr. Frost. You do have that right. And again, most people don't realize that. You get hurt, especially a CA1 traumatic injury. You know, you trip and fail, something fell on you, you break something. Of course, you're just trying to get the emergency attention that you need. You got paperwork being shoved in your face and sign here, sign there. And then you get shipped off to urgent care or emergency room and you get taken care of. But then, like you said, they issue you a doctor or they send you somewhere. But you, as a federal employee, absolutely have the right to choose the doctor that you seek in regards to your FedComp claim. Absolutely.
So it's very important that you understand. And again, they're going to rush you to the emergency room. And just being real specific, you can kind of select that also. So you got to understand, when you get hurt at work, and again, I hope we never have to go through this or you ever have to go through this, but when you get hurt at work, you have FICA laws that protect you from start to finish. You just have to be aware of those laws, because it's unfortunate in today's environment and in today's industries, management will not go out of their way to make sure you are aware of all the rights you have should you become a federal employee injured at work. So that's where the Elite Medical, the Kenny and Rob podcast, and Rob working diligently with case, you know, helping you or providing guidance to you on your cases. See, this is where all that comes in. We do all that work and all that studying so you don't have to. All you really, really, really have to study is if should something happen to you, who I need to contact, and then they'll take it from there.
Yeah.
So
appreciate your guys' you know, efforts, man. Right? This is you're not getting paid extra to do this. You know, this is just something, affinity that you guys have, man, and you know, taking it to heart again. And that's, you know, that's what life is about, man. You know, let's pay it forward. Let's help each other up. You know, if you've been through this process, you know, obviously you have a understanding somewhat of how the process goes, and to share that knowledge and share that experience, man, will certainly, I'm sure, help someone else during their troubled time. So one of the things that I did just want to mention again, and just to make this very, very clear, Elite Medical is only federal employees. We only deal with federal employees and workers' comp. So, I mean, we specialize. This is our day-to-day, day in and day out. This is what we do, man. And so we have people that know this like the back of their hand. We have folks from the Department of Labor that, you know, that have worked at the Department of Labor, I should say, that have retired from positions at the Department of Labor, that work with us very closely to make sure that we are following proper protocol and procedures to the T, and help us orchestrate our documents so that when we do communicate and correspond with the Department of Labor, it's in the exact order of what they want to see. You know, one fun fact that people may not realize is the claims examiner at the Department of Labor, they're not a doctor, right? They're just another federal employee. So when they're looking at your claim and they're looking at this stack of documents and paperwork of your claim, they're looking at it to see if it's consistent and congruent with what they are trained to look for. So, right. So, you know, you're explaining the situation and you're getting medical terms and all that. Like, it has to be very clear. It has to be very concise. It has to be very plain for them to understand the situation so that it increases and enhances the efficiency of them making a decision. They're not doctors, man. They're not going to take your claim apart and put it back together. They're going to say, hey, does it make sense? Is it clear? Can I understand it? If not, guess what? It's coming back. It's coming back, you know, for more questionings, for delayed, for denied. And so, again, you know, we have folks diligently on our team to make sure that we are communicating and corresponding in the manner and the guidelines that the Department of Labor has set and what they like to see, again, that helps us and helps our patients kind of get through in a more efficient manner.
Hey, outstanding, man. And again, I know that especially, and again, Rob takes care of all federal. He tries to provide guidance. And again, Antonio has Elite Medical. Again, they're all fed also. Me, I only deal with one building, City Gate. I deal with both employees. So I'm just making that clear. You know, all the other federal employees, again, I will assist Rob if he needs my assistance. But Rob and I work together. He'll help and provide guidance to any federal employee. And again, right now, as we become better partners and friends with Elite Medical, again, if there's something out there that's going to assist postal employees or federal employees in ease of injury, when I mean ease of injury, the injury already happened. We can't take that back. But can we get you rehabilitated and compensated until you can return back to normal work or full duty? And that's what I'm hoping that Elite Medical can do for federal employees in this area. And again, Brother Smith, just the fact that you have a Fed Comp doctor, that puts you miles above anybody else around this area. just that fact alone.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, man, if anyone in the Columbus, Ohio area, we have an event coming up. It's Thursday, May the 16th. It's 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's right at our office. We're right in downtown Columbus. I can provide that address. It's 500 East Main Street. And Columbus, Ohio, 43215. We're doing an event, obviously, to show off our office, man. I mean, most of our marketing comes from word of mouth, right? We have a very organic approach to what we do and who we work with. And so we're having an event for all of our, you know, current patients is more of an appreciation, but also new potential patients or just employees looking for answers that have questions. I always tell people, hey, look, if you got questions, just give me a ring, right? We can talk. I'll be more than happy. Like I said, our first and foremost, our primary goal is to provide you some education. So I'm more than happy to talk with folks. If we can't help you, hey, it may not be a good fit. Maybe your situation is so unique that you may need additional assistance, and I'm more than happy to point you in the right direction or give you as much information as I possibly can. And if I don't know the answer, because there are times that I don't know the answer, I'm going to be honest. I don't know everything, but I can guarantee you there's someone on our team that does know the answer, and we can certainly get that for you and to you. So, again, I just encourage folks, if you have questions, if you're dealing with any injuries, man, I mean, I'm talking, you know, just a small shoulder pain, neck, back, knees, whatever, something that, you know, you may have injured, you know, 10 years ago. Another, you know, fact that I kind of like to share out there, the CA2, your occupational injury is, you know, aggravation. It could be aggravation of an existing injury or pre-existing injury. So, again, a lot of folks don't realize that, you know, you have the opportunity and the potential to file a claim. You may have injured yourself. Say you injured your shoulder, you know, high school football, right? And that was 20 years ago. And now you've been at your federal job, let's just call it the Postal Service, for the last 10 years. And because of your daily motions and repetitions, you know, you re-aggravated or re-injured a pre-existing injury, you have an opportunity to file and look at that, right? And so, again, most people don't realize that. So if you have any questions, man, I just say, hey, it's best to ask, and we can certainly be there. Use us as a resource. Same way as Mr. Hodge and Mr. Frost, just out here to be resources, man, and try to help you and guide you in the right direction. So, you know, again, you know, it's up to you. It's up to you to take that initiative. But we are having an event May the 16th. It's a Thursday right here in Columbus in downtown at our office. Love to show you our space. Love to show you our staff, our doctors, our chiros, our therapy folks will be there. And it is, you know, be real informal, so come right after work. But if you have any questions, you know, it's definitely a great time to come out and ask some of the most knowledgeable folks in the business. I have some of my colleagues coming from the Atlanta area coming up for that event. And, again, some of the best in the business, way smarter than me, much more knowledgeable, and can certainly answer any questions there. So I would encourage you and invite you out. Again, Thursday, May 16th at our office. And maybe if we can, maybe we can post something up there, Mr. Hodge, on the site or something, show the flyer for folks that want to tap into that.
Most definitely, man. The Tuesday Night Podcast, that's all we're about is injury compensation. And again, we partnered up with Federal Injury Centers out of Atlanta. And again, I'm definitely going to introduce you to them. Again, there's no conflict in markets there. But again, with the Federal Injury Centers out of Atlanta with Jeannie and Chris and Antonio with Elite in Columbus, I think we are putting together a broadcast or a network that we're going to be in a position that should you get hurt, get you efficient and effective treatment, like immediately. And there is no greater joy for me as we work on this injury compensation issue. Because, again, far, far, far too often, we see it being not used in favor of the injured party. I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
Sorry, this is the heavy breather again. I wanted to add something to the address there. It's 500 East Main Street in Columbus, but it's also Suite 105. Because if you go to the building, it's a big building, and you'll want to know where to go for that. So it's on the first floor near the front of the building.
Oh, Bruce Watts says, thank you. I was going to see if I can get him to give that address and phone number one or two more times before we're over. So, Antonio, give the address, phone number. How do we get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. One more time. It's 500 East Main Street, Suite 105, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Phone number for more info, 614-695-5060. We'll probably repeat that one more time throughout the call, man. But again, call, come through, ask questions, meet some good folks, meet the doctors, and I'm sure you'll be impressed, man. And our whole goal is to serve and get you guys better, man, back to a full bill of health or at least as healthy as possible and get you back to work, man. Most people just want to get back to work, Mr. Hodge. That's what I'm running into, man. You know, you got some folks that you know, try to get around the system, and we understand that, man. But you guys, I love you guys because you just hard workers, man. Blue collar, roll up your sleeves. Hey, look, I just want to get better so that I can get back to work, and that's what we're here for, man. We're here to put people back to work, get them healthy, and get them back on, man, so they can enjoy not only work but have a quality of life outside of work, right, with their family, play ball with the kids. Most folks got grandkids. Man, you shouldn't sacrifice the quality of life, right, because you're working injured when you don't have to be. And so, again, we want to be there to help you, and we'll help you every step of the way from beginning to end. You can count on us.
Hey, I've got a quick public service announcement. Hey, listen. Hey, Rob, would you go ahead and introduce that form, the HIPAA form that we have?
Introduce it how?
As far as this,
we have a HIPAA release form. We just finished designing it today, and it's designed. It gives us permission to handle your information, to help you as well. It limits what we can do, and basically gives you the opportunity to say what you want us to be able to do for you. All right. It's really a requirement for anyone who handles your medical information. So we decided we'd better get one designed and set up. And that's what it's for. It just gives us permission to be able to discuss your case with you and anyone you designate, and for us to have a copy of your information that we need to follow through with your case.
And just to expound on that just a little, to all the folks that we work with, you would be surprised at how many people get upset because someone else is willing to demonstrate some selfless service and help others. So, again, this HIPAA form protects Rob and myself so that as we try to help you, we don't fall under some federal law that the post office wants to throw against us for helping you. So this keeps everybody safe. Hey, listen, as we get ready to sign off tonight, hey, Brother Smith, go ahead and give me 15 seconds before we close.
Cool, man. Again, I appreciate you guys having me, man. We're here to help. We're here to serve. We're here to educate you, man, and get you healthy, man. So, again, hit us up, Elite Medical, right here in Columbus, Ohio. We have other offices around the country. May 16th, Thursday, 5:37:30 p.m., 500 East Main Street, Suite 105, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Look forward to seeing you there, man.
Hey, Rob, any last words? Any parting words? Not last words.
Well, yeah, thanks. And I just wanted to thank Antonio for joining us tonight. And as always, everyone be safe.
Hey, listen, this is Ken Hodge, Hodge the Hodge Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we were joined by Mr. Antonio Smith, but I want to tell the audience, as you listen to this podcast throughout the week, go to Blog Talk Radio, download it. And we're probably going to, not probably, we're going to see if we can insist on Mr. Smith joint being a regular on the Tuesday night podcast. That way we can discuss current issues in real time and provide direct leadership, well, guidance on how to get it resolved. This is Kenny Hodge saying good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night. Go Michigan.